A story now about a movie that failed but is getting a second chance at life in a new form. Jupiter Ascending was a sci-fi spectacle directed by the Wachowskis. They're the siblings probably best known for The Matrix, which had a huge impact on sci-fi movies. Jupiter Ascending, however, was carved up by critics and lost millions of dollars when it came out in 2015. But as Tim Grieving reports, a piece of the film has been salvaged and reborn as a ballet.
Claudia Puig echoed many film critics in her USA Today review of Jupiter Ascending.
It was outlandish. It was pretty loopy.
A movie that features Channing Tatum in elf ears and eyeliner, sent to protect Mila Kunis as a galactic Cinderella. In fact, 3 years later, she's still at a loss.
There were so many reasons, mainly because it was just an incoherent story. When it did try to follow some kind of a plot, it was pretty laughable.
The film died a quick, expensive death at the box office, and has mostly only lived on as memes mocking Eddie Redmayne's inexplicable performance.
My mother taught me what was necessary to rule in this universe.
Like killing people?
I create life!
One of the casualties of Jupiter Ascending's fall was its score by Michael Giacchino. The Oscar-winning composer of Up and many of today's biggest film franchises, from Star Trek to Jurassic World, had worked with the Wachowskis previously on Speed Racer. Giacchino said the sibling filmmakers gave him a chance to compose a film score in a completely different way.
They said, we had this idea, why don't you write the entire score before we shoot the movie? Essentially, what we decided to do is write like a symphony about Jupiter.
The composer worked from the set, costume, and character design, and the script, and he had much more time than normal to write a film score, 3 months.
I had a bit more of a chance to really flesh out the ideas that I wanted to work with. Normally, everything else is first guess, best guess, and you hope for the best. Where this was, I was able to develop the ideas, and I think that's part of the reason why it feels more of a piece, more of something that you could just listen to on its own.
Which is why it was such a bummer when the film came out to a rotten reception. But then a few years later, Seattle-based ballet dancer and choreographer Kyle Davis reached out to Giacchino.
I would be very quick to probably say he is my favorite composer.
He wanted to know if his favorite composer had any short concert works that Davis could choreograph for his company, the Pacific Northwest Ballet. Giacchino sent him the nearly 40-minute Jupiter Ascending Symphony.
The first time I opened the files and listened through, movement started showing up in my head immediately. And that's how I was able to go, yes, this is what we need to work with. This is exactly what I want.
Davis says Giacchino's music lends itself to dance, and this piece suggested an idea for a story.
I don't necessarily need to have a strong narrative, but having some sort of abstract guidance through the music of what might be happening is really helpful.
Davis came up with the ballet A Dark and Lonely Space. 26 dancers represent various parts of the cosmos, from planets to fundamental forces to cosmic dust.
The concept that I went with after hearing the music was the anthropomorphization of the birth of a planetary system. So it's definitely sci-fi.
This may be the first time the score for a bad movie, at least in the majority opinion, has been converted into high art. Michael Giacchino doesn't agree with critics about the film, at least not on the record, but he's glad to see his score find life off the screen.
All of these things you create are in some way your kids, you know, and some of them get abandoned, and some of them don't, and some of them are well-loved for whatever reasons. They will live forever. So it is nice to see, like, this one kid who was kind of kicked into the corner being let out and being able to play again.
And Eddie Redmayne can't screw it up this time. For NPR News, I'm Tim Grieving.